The year of the woman is drawing to a close, and commentator Maureen Corrigan says that, frankly, she was a little bit disappointed. Here's why.
Just in time to end the year of the woman on a conciliatory note, New York's Governor Mario Cuomo has granted clemency to Jean Harris. I know two women who are thrilled. Both my mother and my mother-in-law regard Jean Harris as a heroine. To them, Harris symbolizes all those women whose lives have been wrecked because they love the wrong man. With some reservation, they feel the same way about Amy Fisher. That Amy's a little off, my mother told me over Christmas dinner. But that creep she was with, he's the one who put her up to it. Judging by that tearjerker I watched on NBC Monday night, my mother has lots of company in her reading of Amy as victim. This Sunday night, ABC and CBS are showing their Amy Fisher movies. CBS's is told from Joey's perspective, meaning that Amy will come off looking like a Fatal Attraction type nymphomaniac. ABC claims its movie will be objective. But believe me, Amy will either be portrayed as a virgin or a vamp, because mass culture, even in this watershed year, still can't figure out any other way to represent women. Virgin or Vamp is the title of a recent book by Helen Benedict that's given me a renewed sense of the stranglehold these two stereotypes have on the popular imagination. Benedict talks specifically about how the press covers sex crimes, like the Central Park jogger case and the William Kennedy Smith trial. She shows how even responsible journalists tend to squeeze a sex crime victim into one of two images, a Snow White virgin or a wanton female who provoked the assailant with her sexuality. Sex crimes, says Benedict, have a unique ability to touch upon the public's deep-seated beliefs about gender roles. Without too much of a stretch, it's easy to see how the virgin or vamp stereotypes continue to define our attitudes toward just about every high-profile woman out there. Take Madonna. She's credited with controlling her own presentation, but she can't seem to come up with any other images besides the two that are already culturally available. Princess Diana was briefly a vamp when the squidgy tapes were leaked. But now that we know about Charles and Camilla, Diana's a restored virgin. And poor ping-ponging Hillary. One minute she's a non-threatening supermom, sharing child-raising tips with Regis and Kathy Lee. The next she's Rasputin, functioning as her husband's unofficial chief of staff, a policy vamp. I think Clinton was right, by the way, when he got angry with women's groups last week for demanding more women in his cabinet. It seems to me that the quota game just reinforces another kind of sexual stereotyping, as though a woman, by her nature, would be automatically good on women's issues. Think of 8 Phyllis Schlafly's in the cabinet, and you can see that ain't so. Besides, it doesn't matter how many women we have in the cabinet if the same paralyzing stereotypes remain in place. But the future's looking brighter. I hear that in 1993, Daryl Hannah will star in a remake of The Attack of the 50-Foot Woman. Now that's a mass culture female image I could really look up to.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University.